This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Cthulhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The big one, baby.
This is a great old one.
Ooh, one of the best.
Yep. Welcome to Cthulhu Week.
Yep.
And one extra day.
It's a baker's week, Gary.
It's a baker's week. Welcome to the baker's week on the big boy. And it's big boy season.
Yeah. We're talking about them gods, and this is, you know, it's the one. Although people who are only passingly aware of the call, you know, the Cthulhu mythos may believe that Cthulhu is kind of a bigger deal than he is.
Yeah.
He is only and a great old one. He is not an outer god or some such.
Yeah. This entry doesn't do a lot to sell Cthulhu.
No.
To me. Because it is, so far, the things we've run into, this has the most Durleth stink on it.
Yeah.
Like, these the first paragraph, fine and good.
Mm-hmm.
Second paragraph, fine and good. Third paragraph, let's put the brakes on all this, like, beginning and Genesis shit.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's got all this, like, oh, he's actually the second cousin of this collection of consonants.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, has three mates, one of which he murdered and stuff. It ends up becoming, like, aeons of our lives. Kind of, you know, weird, great old one soap opera shit.
Yeah.
Which gets away from the cool thing about Cthulhu, which is that he lies, you know, lies dead and dreaming
right.
in the underground, you know, in the black city of Rillier. And, you know, someday the stars will be right and he'll come and wreak havoc on the earth.
Yeah. He'll destroy us all and it'll be fine. We've been waiting for it. Yeah, everything worth knowing about Cthulhu is in that story. Although there is one little detail here, just a sentence that I'm going to share, which is Cthulhu does maintain quote nightmare factories in Earth's dreamlands. However,
yep, he has a bunch of B-minus haunted houses that he runs. Yeah. It's that's real weird. Like having to add him into the dreamlands and stuff. Like he's such a, that story, like I reread Call of Cthulhu when I was recovering from the procedure.
Right.
I read a bunch of Lovecraft stuff. The story is really good.
Oh yeah.
Like that's a really good novella. Like that is legitimately really readable, really cool, full of super awesome details.
Yeah.
I really love it. I wish that this was just that.
Yeah.
Because it's a banger. Like it's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, learning about this guy having his, like, weird cult of, like, Jeremy Greer's cousins in the bayou and, like, you know, and having, you know, sending these dreams and, you know, to everyone. So everyone's, like, having nightmares, like, everyone's reporting these, like, nightmares and stuff. That's all super cool.
Yeah.
Just don't need to know about him having his own separate pocket dreamlands.
No,
you
know? No. And I really don't need, like, I don't need to have like an infrastructure really built up around his nightmare production capacity.
Yeah.
In the story, I just read that as like psychic bleed. It's just runoff because of his sleep.
He's getting closer. Yeah. You know, it's getting closer when he wakes up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh shit, the stars are getting closer to right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? One of the other things too about that's the cool part about Cthulhu, and obviously like I've never had Cthulhu show up in a campaign I've run because he is the mascot,
right? Character. Right.
He's a whole pocket. Hey, buddy, get the fuck out of the sink. Listen, Chonk. Chonk, you're like, you do not need to drink like sink water.
No.
Yeah. Well, I want to.
okay.
But I've never run with him and just because he's so like mascot eyes, like mm-hmm. there's like he's little. He's got little, you know, plushies and
yeah,
and
I've got exactly. I was gonna say the plush too. I've got a plush of him on my bookshelf, you know?
Mm-hmm. Striking design.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good design. It makes sense for that to be the case.
Yeah. Yep.
Shows up in Final Fantasy I.
Mm-hmm. I always forget how elastic he is. That is something that is built into him.
He's a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But an Eldritch Stretch Armstrong, which is cool. He also gets defeated by boats.
It's his one weakness.
His one weakness is being rammed by a boat.
Allergic to bows.
Yeah, no bows. So if anybody ever plays "It's My Life" by, he's done.
Bow.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.